You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
During his time as Prime Minister, John Key promised to retain the current retirement age of 65. New Prime Minister Bill English has since said he will not keep this pledge. Raising the retirement age to 67 could have significant impact on New Zealanders, both young and old. I spoke to the Retirement Commissioner, Diane Maxwell, about the possible age raise, and I started by asking if she thought that raising the retirement age was a good thing.
So this is a really difficult area of policy, and one of the things that we're working on is how we manage an ageing population. New Zealand is ageing because we're living longer and we're having fewer babies. So it means that New Zealand Super, which is what you get at 65 at the moment, the costs of that are going to more than triple in the next 20 years. So the number of people 65 plus will double, and the number of people, the cost will triple. So what we're finding, we've been working on it all year, is that there's quite a number of New Zealanders in their 60s who are quite fit and active. They're still working. They keep telling us they don't feel old. They don't plan to retire till they're 68 to 72. So for those people, the question is, should we keep super at 65? The reason why it's such a difficult policy area is that there are also people at 65 who cannot work, who are in a very, very difficult and different position physically and financially, actually. And so, you know, the question here is, how do you have one policy for everybody when you've got such different circumstances? And that's what we're grappling with at the moment.
How would changing the age affect already retired people, if at all?
So it doesn't. So the changes that we're looking at don't affect anybody over 55. So we wouldn't propose to change the age now, but we would say that in 10 years you start a slow increase. So in 10 years, you'd start increasing it by 3 months a year, and that would take 8 years to take it to 67. So you'd see all the change, the age changes come through in 20 years' time. So I'm 50, it would affect me, but it wouldn't affect anyone over 55. And that's really important because you need 10 years for people to prepare and plan. You know, I mean, to be honest, you need a lifetime to prepare and plan, but you need 10 years' notice. So it wouldn't affect anybody retired today, it wouldn't affect anybody over 55.
Right, but kind of a gradual change would be the more effective way
to
do it.
So what are we at? It's 2016 now, so if this came about, it would come about in 2027, we'd look at 3 months a year for 8 years. So in about 2034 or 2035, the age will be 67 for everybody, but it would be a gradual change along the way. So, this kind of policy has to be signalled well in advance, and it has to be done in a measured way.
And do you think that 67 is an appropriate age to raise it to?
Yeah, I mean, 18 OECD countries are already raising it. Many of them actually are going past 67. There's a number that are going to 69 and 70. So, you know, certainly we'd be looking at 67 now. You know, in the long-term future, I mean, depending on how old your listeners are, I sort of think about my daughter, who's a teenager. You know, for her, it may be 70. The thing to remember is that, you know, 65 is not what it used to be. We think of people who are 65 today, and many of them, you know, may as well be 55, frankly. And when people who are teenagers today are 65, it'll be very different again. We're just much healthier for much longer, which has to do with diet and medical intervention and a whole bunch of things. Really, you know, we keep talking 65 as the main conversation, but actually what we need to do is reframe it and talk 50 to 70. So because we've got this huge difference in what people are experiencing and their health and well-being and how they're aging, we need to talk about what people need from the government between age 50 and age 70. So where we make savings by raising the age for those who can work and do work, then we need to take some of those savings and redirect it to retraining for people in their 50s. So So that's really important. What do people need in their 50s? Is it upskilling, retraining, moving to a new career? You know, what is it they need? And that's a critical part of this whole deal.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.